This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Rebecca Kay joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Rebecca played Campy Kennedy, and when she was playing, she shared with us that she worked for Meals on Wheels. And we heard that you might need some help in regards to getting volunteers.
Yes, correct. Volunteer drivers.
Well, we got you. Tell us all about it. We got people that are listening that want to volunteer right now.
Awesome. So I work for an agency called AgeSpan. We're just one of 24 agencies throughout Massachusetts. So we serve about 30,000 seniors a day through all our agencies. So it's just so important because during COVID, during like times of inclement weather, we're the ones out. The drivers are delivering. They're the boots on the ground, as we call them. And the slogan for Meals on Wheels is it's more than just a meal. As much as you're giving somebody food for the day, it's the wellness check. It's the contact of that driver, because some people won't see somebody every day. They don't live near family. They don't have family support. So the drivers allow the seniors to age in their homes and be able to live independently as long as they can.
I didn't realize you fed so many people a day. I didn't realize the need was that great.
Yeah, and that's just in Massachusetts. Meals on Wheels is a nationwide nonprofit. Right. So I think they feed about like 11 million
So the vehicles that are people that are going to volunteer to drive, are they driving their own vehicles? Are they driving a Meals on Wheels? Do they have to have a special permit or license or anything?
No, they drive their own vehicle. All Meals on Wheels drivers get quarried. And some agencies, I know my personal agency, we offer a tax-free stipend. Some do, some offer mileage. It depends on the agency. So I know you guys reach out to a lot of Massachusetts, so I don't want to just be selfish and ask people to volunteer in the North Shore, you know, Salem, Marblehead, Middleton, Danvers, Peabody, but we also have, you know, the Merrimack Valley, but there are agencies throughout all of the Commonwealth. So everybody's a little bit different. I can say what my agency does, but when you reach out to the agency, they'll be able to explain that information, but drivers do use their own cars.
And just how important is it for some of these aging seniors to get this meal every day?
There's people, you got to think, like, especially when I was growing up, my grandma lived, you know, down the street or next door to us. And now it's like people live all over the place. So we have family members that will call and they'll thank us, because when the drivers deliver, they don't answer. So what we do is a follow-up. And we've found people on the floor or they've passed away, or, you know, because of the driver calling emergency services, they got the help they needed. So it's so important because, you know, like I said, it's more than just a meal. It's making sure that their loved ones are taken care of.
And if people want to volunteer, can you, like, make your own hours? Or, I mean, to say, can you work as much or as little as you want?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'll speak for my agency.
Yeah.
We'll take somebody that works, you know, once a week, once a month, a couple times a week. It's morning hours. So no weekends, no nights, no holidays. So it's great in those aspects. And like I said, when I work with my volunteers, I try to plan ahead, work with their schedules. Some people are like, you got me every Tuesday, and it's great. Or they'll say, like, I'll work when needed, call me. So we're very flexible because we know that people are, you know, giving us their time, and they're volunteering to do the work. So we're very flexible with that.
What kind of food we got? What's on the menu today?
I have to say the food's pretty good. I mean, we do service a lot of different diets. So, you know, it's not just a regular meal. We do, like, diabetic meals, renal meals, low lactose, Asian. We try to do different ethnicities, cold supper. So it's a lot of different stuff, and the caterer does a great job. I think today was chicken parm, I want to say. But we do have a cycled menu, and they get that in advance, and they know what's coming.
Oh, chicken parm might be my favorite.
Okay, so Rebecca, if people want to volunteer to be a driver for your agency up on the North Shore for Meals on Wheels, how should they do that? What's the website?
For AgeSpan, it's www.agespan.org.
Yeah, AgeSpan.org. So it's Age, AgeSpan, SPAN.org. And Rebecca, you and AgeSpan, and obviously Meals for Wheels, are now officially a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much. It means the world. Like I said, these drivers work so hard. They really are the eyes and ears for families, our agency. And like I said, they never stopped throughout the pandemic. Like I said, if it's snowing, raining, they're out there. And if you do volunteer, I will say it really, if you want to feel good about yourself after after doing something, this will make you feel good. You'll meet people. You'll find your people that you're like, wow, I really love this person. And it not only makes the seniors' day, but it'll make your day as well.
All right, and if you didn't get the website, you can text us here in the studio, too, at 617-655-1234, and we'll text you the link. It was good to talk to you again, Rebecca. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much.
Bye, friend.
Bye.
And being a part of the Good Vibe Tribe is just as easy as that. You can call or text 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. We'd love to have you be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, whether you're involved with an organization that needs volunteers, or maybe something exciting and happy is going on in your personal life or in your work life, whatever it is. We want to talk about it in the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.